Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 29th of October, 2017. It's the birthday of James Boswell, born Edinburgh, 1740. Family insisted that he go to law school. His father was a judge, so he did. He passed the bar exams, but didn't care for the practice of law, didn't really care for Scotland, wanted to be in London, wanted to meet the rich and the famous. So he did. He met Voltaire and Rousseau, Oliver Goldsmith, and then he met Samuel Johnson. He was just 22 years old. And Samuel Johnson, the great man of letters, was Boswell's idol. Johnson was 53. They soon became friends, and over the next 20 years, Boswell followed Johnson around, always took notes, wrote down what he had to say. And in 1791, he came out with The Life of Samuel Johnson. There'd never been a biography quite like it before. It was full of personal anecdotes and vivid descriptions. It was fun to read, and he made Samuel Johnson sound like a real person. Still considered one of the great biographies, and it's one reason why Samuel Johnson, Dr. Johnson, is still so famous today. And it's the birthday of the quilt maker Harriet Powers, born into slavery outside Athens, Georgia, 1837, famous for the quilts that she made, which told a story sort of like a graphic novel, such as her Bible quilt of 1886, which now hangs in the Smithsonian, and her pictorial quilt of 1888, displayed in the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. Here's a poem for today by Margaret Hasse, At the Tea Garden. My friend and I mull over the teas displayed in square jars with beveled glass labeled by type. Each name seems part of a haiku, after the snow sprouting, moon palace, mist over the gorges. I'm drawn to green teas with unoxidized leaves that don't wither, hold their grassy fragrance like willow under snow in winter. The proprietor offers real china for the Chinese tea. Animal bones, fine ground, give whiteness, translucency, and strength to the porcelain that appears delicate, resists chipping. The rim of the cup is warm and thin. My friend's lips are plush. Her lovely mouth opens to give advice I ask for. We talk about memory of threshold events, like a first kiss or a poem published. She can't remember. I tell her about my brother-in-law's chemotherapy, his third bout of cancer. He wants his family to put a pinch of his ashes in things he liked, his banjo, the top drawer of his desk, the garden. I wouldn't mind becoming part of a set of bone china that serves tea in a cozy tea house smelling of incense, cinnamon, musk, and carved teak. I'd like to be brought to a small table, sit between friends, quiet words, held in hands so close that breath on the surface of warm drink makes mist rise over their faces. A poem by Margaret Hasse, At the Tea Garden, from Earth's Appetite, published by Noden Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.